Well, first of all, I was really proud of the way the team, the coaching staff, worked this week. It was obviously a long week, and thought we had a real good week of work, preparation, and that certainly showed up this afternoon. You know, a lot of respect for the Saints and you know, what they do, but I thought our team responded well to this week of practice, and you know, we made some plays early in the game. We were able to play from ahead, and that was, you know, that was a good thing. A lot of different people contributed. We got good, you know, good play from a lot of different areas, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. Situational things came up, so we handled those pretty well. Thought that Matt and Josh did a real good job on the sideline with the communication issues that we had to work through during the game. That was challenging, but they handled that very well. And we didn't really have, all things considered, too many problems. So, but we got to turn the page here and you know, put together another good week and, you know, be ready to go against the Texans. So, it's good to be 1-1.
Bill, after last week's game, Tom Brady had a breakdown. Tom Brady had talked about asking for a more higher level of attitude and competitiveness from the team. What did you see from him, the way he led the team early to try to achieve that?
I think our whole team competed well. I think there's still an awful lot of things we can do better. There's a lot of things that we need work on. I think we're a long way from where we need to be or where we want to be. So we'll just keep working at that. But we definitely made some progress all the way across the board. So that's a good thing.
Did you say you had some headset issues today?
Communication was difficult. Before the game and all game.
Coach, how important was it to get the crowd out of it early in the game?
You know, we always try to play well early, you know, whether we're at home or away. So let's try to get off to a fast start and do things well early in the game. So we were able to do that, and that was good.
I know you're on to Houston, but besides the win, were you most satisfied about what your team did today?
Yeah, I think I just said that. Thought they had a good week of work. Thought we practiced hard and we had a good week of preparation. We came down here and we played well. That's what we need to do. We still have a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. We're not anywhere close to where we need to be, but we made progress from last week, and that's what we have to continue to do going forward.
Bill, are you concerned about the attrition of the skilled players? It seemed like first stretch there, somebody was going out in every other play.
Well, we'll do the best that we have, the best that we can with what we have to work with. So that's what we'll do.
Talk about the fast start. Was getting off to a fast start, getting a lead early, important for your guys' offense and really getting after that defense?
Well, again, we were able to do that, so that was a good thing. You know, we always try to do that. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we were able to do that today. That was good. We didn't turn the ball over offensively, which was a good thing, and we were able to make a couple fourth down stops on defense, which were key for us, so. Those aren't turnovers, but they really are turnovers. So, play good complementary football.
How frustrating is that on the communication issues, or is that something that you just have come to sort of accept based on the fact that it's probably not the first time it's happened?
Yeah, well, I'm done talking about it. I said what I had to say.
Bill, you mentioned fourth down stops. You had a lot of third down stops, too, against an offense that was number one in the league.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, I mean, that was huge. Third, fourth down, both, you know, able to get off the field defensively. You know, that was the good part. You know, we gave up some big plays, which wasn't so good, but we were able to convert on third down. That was key for us. I mean, that's a tough offense to stop. They have a lot of good players. They're very well coached. They have a great quarterback, so. Anytime you can get them off the field without giving up points, or even if they get down the red area, be able to hold them to field goals, you know, that's a good job by the defense.
Bill,
feel like seven different guys rushed the ball and nine different guys caught a pass. Is that the type of balance or distribution you guys need to really have an efficient offense?
Could be. Yeah, we don't really keep track of that. Just try to move the ball and score points and win. It's not really about who gets the individual stats. I mean, I know it's a big thing with everybody else, but that's not really what we're – that's not where we're focused, we're trying to win.
Speaking of a guy that doesn't get a lot of individual stats, James White, another steady game, a couple of first downs, a couple of runs, a couple of pass receptions. Can you talk about his consistency through – obviously, this has been going on for a while now, but another guy you seem to depend on, especially now with a couple of the guys out.
Yeah, James always does a good job for us. He's good with the ball in his hands, and he can do a lot of different things for us. Pass protect, catch a ball, run it. So, he's a good solid player for us, and his role is important, and he does his role, does his job well.
Coach, down here we had an expectation for Brandon Cooks to have a huge game being back in the Superdome. Did y'all purposely try to stay away from him, or?
We came down here to try to win. That's what we came down here for. I'm not really that concerned about the stats. I mean, I know everybody else is, but we came down here to try to win. So that was a good trip. Okay.